Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Lynette. Today we're going to talk about sometimes when you're in a situation where you have to become dependent on other people. And I'm not just talking about loneliness, but I'm talking about your medical needs, your financial needs, whatever reason. You're thrown into a situation where there's somebody around you who can make you feel bad at times, who shows their frustration very easily, whose mood is volatile. So when we're in this situation where we need other people around us, of course, there's people we would love to be around us that we love, we get along with, that we think would be wonderful to be around. We can't expect them to give up their life. And those that are willing to take care of you, sometimes they can't do it physically, or sometimes people financially don't have the freedom to take care of you. So what do you do about it? And this is the good news. And it really is good news. It's baby steps, but it's very good news. You go within yourself. You find that self-love. You realize you're putting up with certain things for a means to an end. You know that this person putting you in this situation is you're allowing it to the betterment of yourself. You're still intelligent. You still have self-esteem. You still have dignity. You just happen to need someone in this area at this time. And I'm not talking about physical abuse. That's a whole nother area. I don't know if you've been around people that don't seem to care if they express their moods, good or bad, in front of you. In fact, sometimes it's so volatile that you can't keep up with it. But one thing I've learned is not to let other people set your mood. You can see someone one morning and they throw you off the whole rest of the day. So don't let somebody dictate what your mood is going to be like. And then there's that old saying of choose your battles. So when you have to let people act a certain way around you, you have every right to nip it in the bud and to say, stop, I don't want to hear this, I don't want to go through this. But when you need someone, it's a little different. You have to choose your battles a little more carefully. And if somebody does say something that upsets you, and you still need that person, you go within yourself and remind yourself why you're doing this, because I love me. I am going to let this person do what I need, and I'm still okay. And you have the energy to keep going, keep searching, keep looking for a better situation. And you can get excited about that, because a better situation will come if you want a better situation. If you believe you're going to have a better situation, it will come. Make your situation as good as possible. Know you're not alone. And always remember, whoever is taking care of you, they have their own life. They're actually giving up a part of their life for you. So be sensitive to that also. They could be carrying a lot of frustration. But I know when you're going through something and then you have put up with somebody else's mood on top of it, it makes it twice as difficult. But again, going within yourself, loving yourself, finding your own self-esteem, your own dignity, and knowing that the situation will be better. Focus on making a better situation for yourself. Because most of the time in life, when things happen, when the rug's pulled out from under you for whatever reason, whether it be health, finances, whatever the situation, I believe we go through things to learn lessons. So look around, see what you need to learn. And above all, stay positive. Get excited about changes that are going to be made. What you can do, the new chapter in your life, what's out there, what's available, what you can do, what you still can do, even if you're limited, what you still can do. The other thing is, when we do have to depend on other people, Don't forget, we have a certain responsibility, a certain obligation to do our best as well. And it's not just sitting around ordering people or sitting around eating junk food or sitting around in general. You need to do what you can do to get better, to make the situation better. Part of that is moving a little bit, trying to do some exercise. If you can't physically move your whole body, move what you can move, whether it be a finger, your neck, whatever the situation is. By eating better, especially cutting out sugar, because sugar causes inflammation, not only affects you mentally, but it affects you physically as well. It's your obligation to eat the best you can, to try to be the best you. So it's a two-way street. When we expect someone to basically give up a portion of their life, and that's exactly what they're doing because they're becoming our legs, our support system, whatever the situation is. You know, we have a role to play too. We can't just look at what they need to do for us, but it's like what we need to do for us. And what we do for us is what we end up doing for them. And that is being our best selves. Because the better we take care of ourselves, the more pleasant we are to be around as well. Have you ever noticed when you're taking really good care of yourself, when you're eating really good, your mood is better? So when your mood is better, it resonates onto other people too. So you have to sort of lift them up and they sort of lift you up. Again, it's a two-way street. It's not an easy road for either party. But we do have to be sensitive to one another. And the exciting part is if you can go within yourself, and again, I'm going to talk about self-love. If you can go within yourself and find that love for yourself, not only is it healthy, not only is it good, but I believe it's also healing. And if we have enough positive attitude to know and believe our situation will get better, and we're willing to take the steps that we need to take to make the situation better, not just expect it to turn into a better situation, we need to do our part as well. Or we should be doing our part as well. And in doing all of the above, by eating correctly, exercising, etc., we're making our situation the best it can be to the point where it's at its peak as far as what we can do. The rest we'll believe in spiritually. And the people who care for us, let's have gratitude for them. Instead of making it a situation where you tolerate each other, let's lift each other. Let's find our good mood, even if they don't know how to do it. Hopefully, we'll be a good example for them. I want to wish you the best because no matter what we're going through, no matter how dark it seems, there is always a better way. And it starts with going within ourselves, finding what we can do spiritually, mentally. And then it's almost like a overflowing of a fountain. If we can develop all of that within ourselves, it will overflow and reflect to the outside. So it's not just the person who takes care of us and what we have to put up with. And we can have our little pity party if we want. But it's no matter what situation anybody throws at you, you go within yourself. You know within yourself you have the ability to tolerate this because you have self-esteem, you have self-love. You're doing this for a reason. You're making your situation better. So get excited, no matter what situation you're in at this moment. Get excited for it to become a better situation. And build on that. Make it better and better and better. Take whatever steps are necessary. We may not even know what those steps are today. But when you put one foot in front of the other, figuratively, then it all starts to take place. So with that being said, I wish you the best. I wish you good luck. I know we all have different situations. But regardless of what it is today, it can be better tomorrow. With that being said, I thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.